and go about having a little storehouse or a smokehouse out away from the house where you can store things. And I want you to think about the word shed. Now, would a shed be attached to something like a barn or a house, or could you have a shed away from the house just standing alone?
You could have it a lot just standing alone. They were called sheds, just any little old outside house years ago were called little sheds.
Little sheds.
We had little sheds and big sheds.
It didn't have to be built
no,
onto.
No, it didn't. It didn't have to be.
Could a shed have been built onto the side of
yes.
a barn, for example?
Oh, yes, we had sheds built on in what we call stables. And the cows and horses stayed in the stables, and then the crib or the shed where you kept the feeds. It was usually ours was right in the middle. It was stables on either side, you know, and right in the middle was the little crib, we call it crib.
That's
or
where
shed.
You kept the,
uh-huh.
the corn.
Corn, hay.
Well, now your stable then was part of your barn.
Oh, yes. It was all under one roof, the stable.
I see. Well, what about a place where they kept cows on the farm? Would it have been in the big barn too, or was there a separate
place? No. Ours was all together. We had what we called the cow pen, you know, the enclosure.
No,
it was the cow pen.
Outside the barn? Or
no, it was on the outside. The barn was inside of the enclosure. They would drive the cows in at night, and then after they were milked, if it was milk cows, they went into their separate stalls.
Which were stables.
They
were stables too.
Uh-huh, that's all the same. Cow
all
stalls and horse stables. That's the way it was worded then. The cows were stalls and the horses were stables. I don't know why.
They were all the same thing. Set,
all the same thing.
Well, now, where the barn was built, I want to get this pictured in my mind. There was a big fence around the barn.
Right.
All right, now, what was this place inside the fence called?
That was called the lot.
That was the lot.
The lot.
Now, this is where they came to be fed.
Well, they were penned, and they weren't all fed at night. The milk cows were the ones that would be put into the stables and fed. But the others were just kept up at night. It was just routine to go in the woods and drive the cattle home. One had a bell, and the boys would. Late in the afternoons, they would listen to the bell. You could hear them for 2 miles, you know. And they would go and drive the cows to the house.
And this, so the lot was really where they were kept
They were kept at night.
And I see.
And the calves, they would milk the calves, put the baby calves out. They stayed out at night. So
out
that,
where?
Just
in the lot?
No, they just stayed out in the, outside of the lot. They were put completely out to go in the woods if they
I
wanted
see.
To. But they were always there early in the morning to get their breakfast after their mamas were milked, you know. Well, then they were turned back and they got their breakfast from their mamas.
Was there a separate place inside the barn or maybe out in the lot where you put a cow to milk her?
Well, just when we were just smaller kids, they just milked the cow right there. They would tie. They would have a place to tie. They would tie the calf. Keep it away from the mama till they milk. They would just tie it to a post.
In the lot?
In the lot, just in the lot.
In the lot.
But in later years, we had what we called a dairy. And they had to be milked. They had to be milked on a cement floor inside of a...
Now, I was just about to ask you about dairy like this. Now, where was this dairy?
Well, it was part... It was... Our lot was cut in half, and the dairy barn... it was called, was built to the side, and it was a cement floor, and it had about 4 stalls or stables, what have you, and you had to, the cow feeder was at the, as she walked in, it was at to her head,